You know, you guys are really retarded out there in the world that we're living in right now, not understanding the ramifications of what's happening here. And the onslaught with Trump is happening. People that support him. I was informed of a former baseball player, Curt Schilling, a diehard conservative, a person that is always speaking his viewpoint from a non-liberal point of view. And he mentioned that his AIG insurance policy was canceled because of his violation of social media posts that he has. You have somebody, Pat Miletich, which is a UFC legend. He went ahead and got removed from the UFC because of his visit to what's it called? I don't even know what it was. What was it, like a rally over in Washington? And, you know, I can just keep talking ad nauseum about this because we're seeing something ugly happening here with, and I'll give you the point of view once again. I think that the people there, if they were complaining, you know, what is the narrative you hear about that people, like black people or Spanish people that complain a lot, just get out of the fucking country, go back to where you're from. It's like, that's how white people look like out there. And, you know, instead of being brown and black or Asian, they just look white. So you're telling me that, okay, they're that angry, they should leave the country, right? But they don't. You know, they're angry and they should protest. That's why I'm all for it. The protesting is totally fine. But when you're getting to a position where you are now, let's just say it's all said and done, five people died, you know, they stormed the hill, no resistance, whatever the fuck you want to say, right? And they were against, and people that were for Donald Trump, they were renouncing Black Lives Matter parade, you know, the riots and the looting and all that shit. And now they're saying that those was a small percentage, which was what Black Lives Matter was saying. If you think about it, every narrative, it was just switched. It's just a different group. And I guess for me, it's just seeing all of this, it's all the same, all right? It doesn't matter if it's Black Lives Matter, if it's the MAGAs. That's what I'm going to call them, the MAGAs. I don't even fucking know what their name is. But you're having groups of people that have ideologies, political ideologies, that now are out there venting their frustration. But I think in this case in point, the difference that I don't like about this at all, is the fact that these folks now that are voicing their opinion supporting Trump or have similar views to Trump are now either being deplatformed, and they're taking it a step further. Now people are not doing business with them. Now it's the canceling. Now it's going beyond you going on social media and being canceled on there. And, you know, I had a conversation with somebody online because they were mentioning that, you know, just understand that when we go on social media, we don't have a right to be on it. And I understand that. Like, we technically don't have a right to be on social media. And I had to tell the gentleman that, look, they also have to understand that they're not, if they're protected by whatever rights the government is, because they're decrying themselves of being a free speech platform, then you have to allow that nonsense to be out there, to be spoken. And for you to go ahead and minimize that and to say, well, that's not the case in point. And this guy was battling, you know, and I didn't exchange too much, but he was just saying, you know, that the social media platforms have to explain why they're banning, and if they can't, then they have to go to court. And of course, every company is going to have a detailed explanation. So with Trump, is going to be like, well, you're violating the policies of the company, of speaking self-hatred or whatever it is, translated or defined as being. And we all know, I mean, motherfuckers say, the sad thing about it is that I have no horse in the race here. I'll keep repeating that because people automatically, when you're speaking for or against something, they think you're on the other side. And that's not the case with me. So what I wanted to say was that when you get in a position of deplatforming people, of not giving people a point of view or a freedom of expression, then you can't pick one side or the other. You know, for these social media platforms, is if you're going to have rules and regulations, then you cannot be protected by the government. And I hope that people that are politically involved in Washington understand the difference. They can't have that. And even though that you can explain it as to the reason, as it could be ambiguous, I'm not saying that riots, that the Trump's words didn't incite anger, didn't incite people to storm Capitol Hill, right? And he was saying, you know, I'll be there with you. He never was. Then he's condemning them. He threw them all under the bus, right? If you want to go down that route, that's fine with me. I have no qualms about that whatsoever. My qualm is when you're now you're going to the level of not doing business with Trump, not doing business or removing him from any opportunities because of his political views or whatever it is. I think that's a very steep price to pay. It really is. He couldn't handle the loss. It was rigged. Now, how deeply rigged it was. Was it enough to change the election? I don't think so, but I'm sure there was some rigging going on. I don't think it was enough, but I think, obviously, there's enough proof to show that there was some funny business going on in certain places. That's it. You know, whether you want to agree with me or not, that's fine, but I'm saying that at the end, everything ran its course and people are on board with the change. That's it. If you don't like that, then you have to do something about it. You have to get into elected official positions. You have to run for office. You have to stand up for what it is, because sitting here and talking about it on Twitter and on social media, which is what I wanted to get back to, was the fact that we all know people that are liberal, that say some crazy shit, that say some things that are politically incorrect, that are not sensitive to other walks of life, right? And fuck, I mean, they're not being penalized for it because they come from that group. And I just don't think if we're going to make any progress in this thing, you're pissing off white people. That's basically what you're doing. Any middle class, working class white person that feels like they have to minimize or have to speak in a level of censorship to appease the masses, which is them. It's like, you know, we're having this overcorrectness. I've heard Ben Shapiro talk about this, which I believe is correct. We're having, from the media anyway, you're having this overcorrectness. And from the people, from social media, overcorrecting somebody's ways. And let's just walk through this one. You think Donald Trump at 74, 75, he's going to get the lesson? You think he's actually going to change his ways? You think he's going to actually be more sensitive? You think he's going to be whatever he is? No, he's not. You know, that's, and the thing about it is he has like a bunch of followers. He has a big support. And for me, I guess what I'm thinking about is, you know, I don't understand how you guys don't see the problem in this, because if they're censoring somebody that has that kind of base, that kind of power, and they're kind of notching it to being reckless, I mean, what makes you think that, you know, your freedom of speech? And again, I know it's a platform that was provided by a private company, but guess what? They're monetizing my viewership with advertisements. They're monetizing my connection to it because they're able to sell me advertisements. They take all my information and they sell it to third-party companies. You see? So they're benefiting from me coming on board. And the trade-off with that is that they're providing a free speech platform, period. And for us to say, well, they're a private company. We give them all this information. We give them all these things to sell us everything and anything. But we have to watch what we say. You're really not understanding what free speech is all about and what it should be about. And again, I don't knock anybody for thinking that Trump's a bigot, a racist, he is a megalomaniac, whatever terms you want to coin him as, because of his actions, because of the things he says, he incites, he creates division. You know, the one thing about I feel political people have gotten away from, and this is something that, this is why I would like to run for office at some point, because I think that the element of running for office is that it's become more of a career and less about serving the public. That's it. When you're having a dynamic where you're telling people, or people are more worried about saying the things that are going to appease their side because they want to continue be on that gravy train of being in politics, being connected, that's a bad precedent, right? The purpose of this is to serve the public, to do what's in the best interest of the public. Like when I live, and let's just say I'm serving for a public office, I'm not just thinking about the people that want to invest in my campaign, or people that want to give money to me, or people that want me to push a certain agenda. If anything, those people have to take a back seat, because as an elected official, I have to think about the working class, the people that are providing the stabilization. Because yeah, rich people can be there and providing the money and have the lifestyle, but guess what? They're gonna have the workers that maintain their lawns. They're gonna have to have the mechanics that fix their cars. They're gonna have to have whatever things that, you know, goods and services they get, supermarkets, all these things that are comprised of the working class. So you have to think in the best interest of the little people, because they don't have a voice. You know, all they want to do is work. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want life to get crazy, right? I mean, and you also have to incentivize the people that want to get ahead, people that want to go and do, be better than what they currently are, and not frown upon that. So, you know, going back to my whole freedom of speech thing, which I don't understand whatsoever, how people can't understand that reality of this being a big fucking deal. People are out there fucking out speaking their minds. Imagine this. Imagine at the work employment that you're in right now. Let's say you're a Trump supporter, or you are a Joe Biden supporter. Let's just say you're a Joe Biden supporter for this case of argument. And you go to your, and the company that you work for all of a sudden says, you can't work for me anymore because you are a Joe Biden supporter. I saw it on post on Facebook, and you no longer, sir, are allowed to come in this company. You have broken and violated social media protocols because you're posting against somebody that the company board of directors is staunchly against them. Can you imagine losing your job because of a personal post? Can you imagine that? Like, that's the slippery slope that people are not understanding. This is happening. If it can happen to Trump, and then you're saying, well, he's a billionaire, he's set, but it doesn't, you know, he should not be the platform. Alex Jones should not be the platforms. Malo Michalopoulos, you know, the guy that's from Britain, gay guy, conservative, whatever he is. There's so many people that have been banned, man. And you have to understand this. Even if there are underlying racial talks or bigoted talks, whatever it is, we all have to understand that we have a right. And these times are unlike any other. Many years ago, it was only TV and radio where your voice could be heard. Can you imagine that? The only way the radio and the media conglomerates had all the power. So you were not able to speak freely. But now with the internet, guess what? You're able to go out there and these platforms where now people can engage with one another. Now that's become even a more powerful element, because now I'm engaging with people, whether they put their real name or not. It's like, that's a person behind the screen. That's not a bot that's having a conversation with me about the fact that we don't have the right to be on social media. I get that. Like, and I respect it. But people like this that think that you're right, we don't have a right to be on social media. But guess what? That's the sign of the times. Right? I mean, that's where people are not understanding that most of us communicate with others through our phones. And for you to say that now your personal political opinions should be oppressed by companies and you should only talk about that within your private circles, that's a bad precedent, man, because that's not the way this country was built. Right? And, you know, it goes back to many people are saying, well, if you don't like it, then just leave the country. Right. I mean, that's what you have of the liberals saying that shit. And I'm like, no, like no one should be able to leave this country, even though I'm debating it. Fuck that. I mean, I'm seeing a guy that he was talking about how he's 54. He was all of a sudden going to Switzerland. He's from here, but he's getting out of it because we don't think of other people. Like we as a society, we're very capitalistic. And we don't think about our fellow neighbor. We don't think about helping each other out. We don't have this sense of community. And of course, it's very evident to me. It should be evident to you. I mean, now we're just kind of finding reasons to fire people. Now we're finding reasons not to do business with people. And it's crazy to think that it's one thing if you're a drug trafficker, or if you're a child molester, or if you're a murderer, whatever it is, right? I mean, I could understand you having a personal opinion about that because that person committed a crime. And that crime, I mean, that's where you have felons that obviously have to report everything to a company when they are trying to get hired, right? But when you're talking about someone's political affiliation, someone's personal thoughts, imagine you're not understanding the ramifications of that. And this is a slippery slope because this is going to be something that's now you're giving social media platforms the ability to remove you or not based on what you say. And then the thing is, for you people that want your voice to be heard by a lot of people, is that when your voice gets too big and now you're influencing others, then you're going to be banned. And I don't understand why he wasn't short-term banned. Do I understand everything that he did, ignited and got people up, rallied and got some, you know, debacle happening over there where they're still trying to arrest people and find people that did some of the shenanigans they did over there in Capitol Hill? Absolutely. But you can't. I repeat this for anybody out there that disagrees with me. When these social media platforms, when these YouTubes and these Instagrams and these Twitters are being protected by the government, by the same very same government, as a private company, they're being protected. That if I go on there and say fuck Trump or fuck Biden, that they can't be sued. They can't ask for anybody or to just go ahead and remove anybody altogether. Do I believe there should be like some short timeouts? Absolutely. You know, but I mean, this is a level of, I just don't believe in this whatsoever. And I wish I could run into somebody that felt that this, what they're doing is right, because I want to understand that point of view. I don't understand that point of view. You know, and unless I find somebody that agrees with this, it's like, because I can't think of anybody that has an opinion, that has a thought, that wants to be heard, that wants to be chronicled, man. Like, come on, man. Like, that's some fucked up shit. So, man, I could just go talk about this all day, because you see people are happy that Trump, okay, that he fucking got removed, that he doesn't have a voice, that no one's hearing him. You know, you see all these different things that are happening, and I'm like, dude, don't you fucking get what's happening here? Like, this is a big fucking deal, man. You know, you just can't go away. Oh, man. I don't fucking know. You know, it's like trying to, people get so rabid about when their view is different than the others. You know, I was talking to this about this last night. It's like, there is no nuance in politics. There isn't. And in this day and age. And the sad thing about it is that we have one group, which is Republican, and another group that's Democrat. And they come out in tons and vote during the presidential election. And it's very evident to me that you have a divided America when it comes to values. So as an elected official, or as a person that, let's say in this topic, you feel people should be banned, let's look at the other side of why they're angry about that, right? Now, my thing would be is, let's give Trump a short time ban. Let's give him not a permanent ban, though. Let's just give him a month off, cool off from whatever it is, and let him be, you know, and let him be. If you want to be a public figure, you can't block other people, right? I mean, there's so many different ways. And others out there that say create your own social media platform. Guess what? Parler did that. And Amazon shut them down. Apple shut them down. That's when it gets scary, because I'm saying to myself, just like many other people, well, there's another social media platform that could be created for those fucking yokels, right? And I'm like, yeah, right on. But now Amazon and Apple, the gatekeepers of apps that people like me and you use, are banning them. That's when you are having a problem. This is when, and I hope somebody that is elected understands the brevity of this, the heavy ramifications that we can have. Because if you're trying to, not suppress, but if you're trying to overcorrect the narrative, like basically there should not be any bullying, basically, you know, we shouldn't have any bullying, any slandering, any of this, like we should all talk to each other like adults, I get that will be an awesome thing to happen, but in reality we're not gonna have that. There's just too many people angry out there. I mean, you don't think Trump supporters are happy? You think they're just a happy couple that just wants to be civil and have conversations with you? They're angry fucks, just like people that Black Lives Matter, they're angry, as deservedly so, that because of the fact they saw a fucking black guy with a knee in his fucking neck for 8 minutes, and no other law enforcement got in the business of that, and everyone, you know, so we're not going to repeat all that, but you get my point. It's that we have to allow people to speak, man. And I'm going to have to talk about this, because, you know, as a person that puts out these thoughts, and, you know, whether they're funny or fucking not, we have to be conscious of what's going on. And you can't go ahead and just say, man, I just fucked up. You know, yeah, that's fucked up, but how does it impact you? Now, voting is one thing, right? I mean, because I don't vote. I don't care to vote. But when your freedom of speech and the way you communicate, and these companies are using the government to be protected from libel, from slander, from whatever it is that another person posts, because they're promoting themselves as a platform for free speech. But yet you're telling me that they have to have rules and regulations in place and how you speak. And then on top of that, now you're having companies that are following your footsteps on social media. And every moment that you have that you talk about anything that's conservative or liberal, they're going to go ahead and renounce you and remove you from your job or your livelihood or whatever it is that you have or your insurance. Can you fucking think about the that is fucking nuts. And the people that want everybody to be loved, and I understand that. Like, look, in a world, in a perfect world, we should all be good to one another, no matter the race, no matter what we look like, no matter what disabilities we have. But that's not how we're built as humans. And we have to accept the shit show as well. And that's the reality of it. And for you folks out there that, you know, you want to go ahead and make a difference and be nonstop about it until everyone acts fucking happy and everyone wants to speak properly and shit, like, you're getting this all wrong. Because it's not going to get fixed by omitting and removing someone else's opinion. If anything, you're igniting, you're having this greater division be in place. And you folks don't understand. You really don't.